Movies about professional dancers used to be kind of a genre. Remember the Turning Point the movie? Yeah.
Red Shoes.
Yeah, Anne Bancroft, Shirley MacLaine, Mikhail Baryshnikov was in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, there's a movie coming out with Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis. Is that the correct pronunciation, guys?
Right.
All right, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are in the studio with us. Let's get a clip from The Black Swan.
I had the craziest dream last night about a girl who was turned into a swan, but her prince falls for the wrong girl and she kills herself.
So an indication of the deep psychological drama that's involved in dance, Black Swan is already being mentioned as an Oscar contender. Kristen Meinzer and Rafer Guzman. First of all, Rafer, what'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I've been looking forward to it all year, and I thought it totally delivered. I was really pleased to be seeing it.
Now, Kristen, why such anticipation about a movie about really a fringe cultural activity, ballet? It's not necessarily the sort of pop center line here.
I think people love Darren Aronofsky. He does a lot of psychologically interesting things. He made Pi. He made The Wrestler. And the movie is star-packed. You have Natalie Portman. You have Mila
people
Kunis.
Want to work with
you
him.
And he does really psychologically interesting things with people's struggles against themselves.
So draw out the sort of frame of this movie. I mean, is ballet a cutthroat, nightmarish sort of rise to the top where only the few could possibly succeed, Kristen?
I think in this movie they're trying to depict it that way. But I have to be just totally honest with you, John. I have no idea of what happened in this movie. Afterwards, I turned to the people next to me and I said, dude, what was that?
Now, if any of you know Kristen Meinzer, not knowing what happened in this movie is not necessarily a bad review. Is it in this case?
No, it's not a bad review. I was totally enthralled the whole time.
See,
and I actually screamed. I hid underneath my scarf. But then at the end, I still thought, dude, what was that?
But well, what was that, Rafer? You know.
I do know. It's a trip into one ballerina's slowly unraveling mind. You know, she's madly preparing for this very challenging role in Swan Lake. She's playing both the White Queen and the Black Queen. You know, her creepy director guy is demanding that she explore her sexuality throughout the whole thing, and she's a virgin and she's not used to this kind of stuff, and so she's essentially losing it.
And you could have made this movie about modeling. For instance,
you certainly could.
It reminds me of the Jeffrey Rush movie about the pianist.
The pianist.
The pianist.
Sure.
The name of it wasn't The Pianist,
no.
Was it?
No.
But
no.
It was
Shine.
About playing Rachmaninoff, yes. And just the intensity of doing that.
Yeah, it's very similar. And but there's also the film has a lot of very strange psychological, sexual undertones and overtones. I think the film has a few sexual hang-ups of its own in a
really?
Way. Yeah, I do.
Well,
I do.
Like Aronofsky, you know.
Yeah.
There you go. Person you don't want to date on the Movie Date podcast.
Okay.
But Kristen, you know, does Portman pull it off here? I mean, I think sometimes, you know, she's a pretty face. She's certainly a talented actress, but could she handle something really heavy like this?
You know, she's really beautiful in the movie, and that's important to the role. And she does a lot of her own dancing, which I was totally amazed.
Yeah, she's trained for months.
Yeah, she was very good. I thought she was a very good dancer. And so she did great at those kinds of physical things. But at the same time, The emotional world of this character throughout most of it, it's so underneath the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see on the surface is her actually just looking nervous for 99% of the movie. It's just close-ups of her looking nervous, in my opinion. And then at the very end, you see something slightly different in her, and I don't want to say what that is.
Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, along with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, also Takeaway movie contributor and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. You have a question for me, Kristen?
Well, this is more of a trivia question. Okay. I thought
it
would be fun to turn the trivia around on you, turn the beat around.
All right. Fair enough.
So,
I've been torturing people for years.
Me included.
So, Natalie Portman made her big screen debut when she was 12 years old as the romantic lead opposite a much, much, much older man. What is this movie?
You got me.
Celeste.
The Professional.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ding, 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 ding. Excellent. Well done. All right, and there's your trivia. We should have offered that to the entire
listener
group.
What's my prize? What do I get?
You get a weekend. A weekend in New York.
Woo-hoo!
Or New Jersey. Thanks, guys.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.